Smashville Live is live. We are at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria tonight. Great crowd on hand for the third show of the season and the first of three straight Wednesday nights with the Smashville Live show. Tonight we are here in Cool Springs. A week from tonight we are in Bellevue on December 6th at Brewhouse West. And then 2 weeks from tonight we will be back here on December 13th. My name is Max Herz. Smashville Live is presented by Black Abbey Brewing tonight. We've got our Black Abbey beers up here. And Hal Gill has already finished his Tennessee IPA from Black Abbey. Hello, Hal.
I spilt it down my throat.
Round of applause for that, yeah, everybody. Right.
Thank you.
Our guests tonight are on their way. Preds defenseman Tyson Berry and forward Ryan O'Reilly will be here shortly. Hal, it has been a really
pretty good couple guys.
Yeah.
Couple beauties we got coming.
We can talk about them before they're here if you want. Two of the most popular players in the entire NHL, fair to say?
I've never heard a bad word about either one of them, and people will pull me aside to tell me how great they are. So that's a good sign. NHL is a small world, and they get a ton of respect. So I'm excited about this show.
Two relatively new Preds, Tyson Berry in his first full season here, Ryan O'Reilly in his first season here. And the Preds are hot right now, Hal. 6 wins in a row after beating the Pens in overtime last night.
They're a good team right now. I keep looking around, and I'll be honest with you. I'm going, that was a good game. And then they follow it up, and then another one. I'm like, they're probably going to take a couple steps back. It's going to be a long year. Young guys trying to figure it out. Well, that's not the case. But I like this team right now. I know you guys do too. Why wouldn't you like? They're fun to watch too. You know, it's not like they're not just grinding up wins. They're playing a fun brand of hockey, and I was still talking, you guys. I was still talking.
By the sound of that crowd and everyone ignoring Hal, you can tell that our guests are here. Tyson Berry and Ryan O'Reilly, everybody. Come on down, boys. Grab a headset. Thanks for joining us here at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. We weren't waiting too long. Stop chirping our guests, Al.
Well, sorry. Just inviting them to the bar. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Tyson Berry, throw that headset on there.
Is that?
See if we can get you talking here. There we go.
I'm going to have to tighten it up here.
Here, I'll give you some room.
Okay. There we go. Oh, my chair broke.
Awesome. Thanks for
having us. Great to see you guys. Great to be here. Ryan O'Reilly and Tyson Berry are in the building. It has been a whole lot of fun these last couple weeks. How much fun are you guys having?
Oh, well, yeah, winning's fun. It's nice. Obviously, it's kind of a tough start there, but as we found our stride, it's getting fun. We just got to keep it rolling. We're doing a lot of good things, and yeah, it's been good.
Well, on this heater that you guys on, I feel like we're looking at. I was just telling these guys that I'm not a skeptical guy. I believe in you guys, but I'm saying okay, this is, you got a lot of young players. It's going to be hard to keep putting wins on top of wins, but now you got contributions up and down the lineup. Everyone seems to be on the same page. Like, how did you guys turn it around so quick?
Hal, you're yelling at me on this thing.
Am I yelling?
Yeah. Okay,
thank you. Sorry. Would you rather me whisper?
No, it was just a little overwhelming there. Sorry.
What if you look at kind of the way our season's gone, I think, there's been games we played really well and haven't got the results we wanted. And, credit to the guys in the room and the staff. We just kind of are sticking with the game plan that they're preaching and believing in it. And I can see, I think we can all see now, we're kind of getting results and starting to play a style of game that I think, Bruno had in mind this whole time. And I think it just takes a little while for the team to get adjusted to it. And there's things that we're doing that are different, I think, than most guys are used to in, certain systems. So just getting used to that. And now we're starting to see we're starting to benefit from it. And I think we're starting to get comfortable in the way he wants us to play. And I think it's a credit to, just persevering a little bit.
Yeah, to piggyback that. I think, a lot of us, through the start, like I said, kind of finding ways to lose games. And I think getting that little mojo back, and I think, throughout the lineup, just guys, sticking within the structure and you know, bending, not breaking, showing, like our young guys, I think, showing great maturity out there, you know, being aware of what time it is in the game and doing the right thing at that time. And like those, you know, those little tiny things of just winning the right battle at the right time, they add up. And obviously with momentum, you can see, we're on a good roll right now. And, you know, still, it's a lot of learning for us to do. But, again, we just got to keep learning, keep getting better. But, it's fun.
Hey, you said winning is fun. I'm 100% on board with that. But I found that on winning teams, it's a different kind of fun. And forgive me if you guys don't understand this, but I'm hoping they do. Like, there's the fun, like the lighthearted, you know, like we're laughing fun. There's the fun, like, hey, we're focused, we're dialed in before games. We're attention to detail, and we got to play this way, and we got to play hard. And then there's a different balance of fun. So where do you guys, like the team vibe, where do you think you guys are at right now as far as how do you show up to the rink? Is it laughs, or is it like just a mental focus, we got to get to work?
No, I think it's, you know, I think we are enjoying it. I think that's a big part of it too. You have to, when you are feeling good and playing it, you have to enjoy it. You have to be having those laughs and you know, come to the rink feeling good and joking around. And, you know, it's not just with us players too, but the staff as well. You know, when you're feeling good, you gotta enjoy it. It's a big part of it. And yeah, I think guys, you know, still, I think we've done a better job too at just flipping that switch though when it is time to dial in.
Yeah.
That, you know.
You've done that last few games. Like, hey, they got two goals and we still buckle down and figure it out, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, when things don't go wrong, yeah, I just think that's the maturity we're talking about.
You said that word. I've never been good at that.
Yeah, but, to flip that switch and say, okay, let's dial in. Let's, you know, get into it. And, it's been impressive, I think, and something still we got to keep doing.
Yeah, great group of guys. It's
it is, isn't it?
It really
feel like
is.
You guys, for being only 20 games in, like you guys seem like you're buds.
No, it's a great group, and you can tell the culture in that room is it's fun to be a part of. There's, you know, you got a mix of everything. You got guys who have won. You've got, you know, guys who bring a lighter side to the room. You've got young guys. You've got you know, kind of everyone, and they're all just kind of meshing and. You know, it's fun to come to the rink every day, even when it wasn't going our way every time. We still, you know what, you still showed up, and you know, we worked through it together, and we still, you know, even in those times where we lost 4-0, we still were able to find some laughs in between. So, it's a show of a good group.
Preds players Tyson Berry and Ryan O'Reilly are our guests here, and you guys are a part of that great group. Both of you in your first full seasons here, you guys played together for 4 years. Tyson, you were billet brothers with Luke Shen. I mean, all you guys are reuniting here. What has it been like just feeling that love from the beginning?
it's been hilarious, obviously. you know, this guy, he's one of the funniest guys I know. One of my closest friends. And, you know, we talked about, too, it was so funny just showing up at training camp and, you know, we'd almost kind of forget we're playing together. It was just so weird to see each other like this and like be like, oh,
I think
yeah,
one of you guys said it was like a bachelor party. You're showing up to a bachelor party and you're like, wait, no, we're actually at work.
We got to play some hockey here too, right? No, it's been great for me. I do remember that first day when I got back into town, I was ran into Shenner for the first time in the locker room, was talking to McDonough and Yost, and like just totally blanked. I came around the corner, I saw you standing there. I was like, oh my God. Just does everywhere you turn, there's a good guy. So that's a sign of a good room and good guys and obviously great hockey players. So we're lucky to have a lot of them in the room.
When you look around the team, you know, I know you got the young guys, you said all the kind of a diverse team, but I feel like I didn't expect the sticking up for each other, the compete, the battle. I thought, you know, okay, this is going to be a fast team. And, you know, like this, the Preds a few years ago were a heavy, hard team, and it was you expected that grit. And now you say, okay, we're going to play a fast game, we're going to do all this, and we got this young talent. But I feel like there's a pretty good buy-in right now where you're going to stick up for each other, you're going to fight for each other, back each other up.
Yeah, I think it's such an important thing. You look at any team that's won recently, that you know, all those guys are on the same page and responsible for each other. And if there's something that happens, it's guys in there getting into that scrum for each other. You have to have that edge. You know, talent is one thing and can take so far, but if we don't have a, you know, culture and a core that we are responsible for each other, we're protecting each other, we're getting into it. you know, I don't think we can win. So it's nice to see it. It's nice to see us building that, and that's going to be, you know, part of, you know, the reason we're going to have success.
Yeah, I think that's one of the – can be one of the hardest pieces to try to find when you're trying to build a winning team. And like you said, we kind of have it in spades here a little bit. I think it's a great sign.
Can we talk about last night real quick?
Yeah.
Fun win last night against the Penguins in overtime.
Let's go. Yeah. And you guys you weren't there in 2017. Beating Pittsburgh meant a lot. Like that. To Smashville.
Nice.
Ryan, you were right in the middle of it in overtime. You tied up Eric Carlson. You got in Sidney Crosby's way. Are you still in pain from getting
all
on the blue line
legally,
there?
Yeah. Very legally. He did that.
Sid's a strong boy. My neck's a little hurt from that one. But, not too many. I don't think you'll see that too much on a 3-on-3. I mean, just kind of just tackling somewhere or getting run into there. There's a lot of ice out there, but and I'm not really a speed demon, so I thought maybe if I can get a pick, it'll open the ice for Phil to do some magic. But I just got tied up there, and then he held on to me, and next thing I'm just trying to stay onside, and it's in the back of the net. So
thought the groin was going to go on you for a second.
Yeah, it's a little tight today for sure, but that was a weird 3-on-3, but it was effective.
I think Sid was in trouble either way. He was like he stumbled going back, and Phil was flying. I think he misjudged it a little bit.
I haven't seen a lot of I've seen a lot more of that from Phil. And Factor, you've been playing with him, like he's got like another gear that he's hitting right now, and that was some pretty good speed that he pulled out.
Oh yeah, just and the thing with him too, which I find so impressive, is just like the control he has of that speed, and like the radius you have, like the pucks that he handles and everything at the speed, like. It's like he's a wizard. He's a wizard out there, and you're like, what's going on? And then just, like I said, back of the net, but just full control, like at all times, and just, the way he moves with it's just so impressive.
I think my chair needs a break. So we're going to take a break.
Little fella went down.
Ryan O'Reilly and Tyson Berry going to sign some autographs for some fans here on Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing, here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Hal Gill singing along. Max Herz and Hal Gill here at Brew House South in Cool Springs. Ryan O'Reilly and Tyson Berry signing some autographs, taking some pictures for Preds fans.
Men of the people.
We will be back a week from tonight. We will alternate locations for every show this year between Brew House South here in Cool Springs and Brew House 100 in Bellevue. So next Wednesday night, 6 to 7, join us on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game with two more Predators players. We got Tyson Berry and Ryan O'Reilly, two of the newest Preds and two veterans here with us tonight. Great crowd here in Cool Springs, drinking some Black Abbey beers, all four of us are. Hal Gill is getting ready for his second one. But Black Abbey Brewing is our sponsor here on Smashville Live. Come watch Road Preds games at Brewhouse South here in Cool Springs, Brewhouse West in West Nashville on Charlotte Avenue, and Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Get your Black Abbey beers. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you.
We got our chairs fixed, so we're good to go.
What do you think? I mean, these are good people in Smashville. I know you guys have been around. You've been different markets, but the Smashville people, I find, are fine people.
Yeah, it's been awesome. We haven't done too many team outings like this and such like that, so it's awesome to see the turnout. I can't thank you guys for the support. It's awesome. But, everyone, like I said, great people, though. People take care of each other down here, and it's fun to see. It's awesome.
They love the Factor, and we have to explain it. The O'Reilly Factor is where the nickname comes from. From your rookie year with the Avs, right? It goes way back?
Yeah, for my rookie year, I think it was John Michael Lyles and Paul Stastny. They watched the O'Reilly Factor quite a bit. And just kind of turned it into the O'Reilly Factor and then the Factor. And
the Fact Daddy.
Fact Daddy.
Such Hal loves the Fact Daddy. That's his favorite nickname.
It's a great nickname.
It is.
Do you let everyone say, like, I was called Skillsy, and because I have no skill, and so like when coaches would call me Skillsy, I'd be like, "Come on, man! You're making fun of me." But now I've embraced it. So are you like?
I don't introduce myself as Fact Daddy, but I am Fact Daddy.
It's the Fact Daddy to you.
It doesn't take long for it to catch on, though. Yeah, you don't introduce yourself, but the next thing you know, 5 minutes, you're calling him the fact daddy.
it's not what I introduced by, but it was hilarious. Like, for the first first few practices, Bruno, every time he said it, you just start laughing. Like, he's like, bro, okay, factor over here.
Thank
and
you.
Just, like, just start laughing every time he said it. It's like, okay, what's going on here?
Well, it's so funny to hear them in interviews. Like, they're trying to not say it, but it takes them 5 seconds to remember that your name is Ryan. Like, they don't remember. So, factors on the tip of their tongue. So, and Tyson, you're the nickname guy, we know. What are some good ones new this year? We got the lowdown from you last year on some good ones.
Yeah,
well, mine's pretty...
yours is new to the team. Luke Shen, they call him the human eraser. That's an old one, but a new one probably here.
And he erases.
Yeah, he
a
does.
Lot of yeah, you guys are just... You've only seen two games of him now, but... I think every fan will enjoy watching him absolutely throw bodies around out there. He's one of the best that's ever done it.
He's a large human.
Yeah.
He is solid.
Yeah, it's a big body coming in hot.
I called him Tatanka for a little bit.
he's
a little bit like a bison.
Yeah. That's good.
I want to ask you guys, because I feel like when you're trying to come together as a team and you guys both veterans, I know, well, I'll ask you, like, I took it as a veteran, like, hey, it's my job to bring the boys together. You had that long road trip, and I feel like you did. Obviously, it's showing now, but it takes time to develop that chemistry, and you're on the road. Do you think that had something to do with it? And if it did you guys try to manufacture that bonding, or was it just kind of organic?
Yeah, I mean, I will say the fact out of here, he took it upon himself to kind of make sure that we were getting together early and often. And, I think it's one of those things where, like, if you just believe in it, you know, and it might not seem like it, you know, it's not an X's and O's thing. It's not a, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel on the power play or something like that. But if you're a guy that believes in that, which I think, you know, we have a bunch of guys in our room that do, you know, can you attribute what's going on now to maybe a bit of that? I think you have to.
I think
we're a tight team in there now, and I know we're only 20 games in, so I think having guys like Ryan and other guys on our team that are actively trying to bring guys together and get the whole team, you know, to mesh and gel early, I think, you know, we're kind of seeing a little bit of it paying off.
Yeah, it's definitely it's so important, especially too, like, on the road. Like, at home, you know, a lot of us, well, you know, us too, we have kids and such, and, like, you know, we have our whole lives going on and don't get a chance to really connect with young guys. And, you know, the road's the place for it, where you can go to dinner and, you know, go have a couple beers here and there and such. But it's so important. And I know for myself, it's a great time to, get to know my teammates. And, you know, that's, you know, it's something, just relationships are a big part of having success. Get to know each other, get to see where you come from and building them. And, yeah, it's definitely an important thing. And I think that road trip was good for that.
And I think that road trip, I saw... You know, you went and had a couple beers, and Tyson, you're a brewer yourself. So, can you take us down that road? I don't know. You got to sell your product, and you got to tell us how that all started. And
the
pitch here.
Shameless self-promotion here. Although I see the bag chuckers on there.
Yeah. You got to understand.
Yeah, started a light lager beer called Chili Ones. That comes from all the guys that I've kind of played with, we've always called beers Chili Ones, and we're always, Fact Daddy's always, hey, let's go for a few Chili Ones. And then kind of just serendipitously, I had a guy who I'd met throughout my travels, we'll call it, was in the beverage industry, and he reached out and just kind of asked if I wanted to do something. And, you know, I think he was talking like a wine or whiskey. I said, no, I want to do a beer, and I want to call it Chili Ones. And he loved it, and then... So it's just kind of all my best buddies throughout the game are, you know, investors and believers in it. And, we're rolling it out here pretty shortly. So hopefully Chili One's on me soon.
All right.
Nice. I had a couple Chili Ones.
Did you
Delicious.
Have a few? Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. Little nice 3% lager.
3%. And so, I mean, it is smashable.
Responsible pinting, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Sustainable pace.
Yes. Yeah, it's perfect. Well, that's exciting for me. That's the best thing ever, in my opinion. but I also saw on the road, Ryan, Ryan, sorry, now I can't even say it. I can't even say it.
Hey, whatever you want.
You travel with a ukulele.
Yeah, sometimes.
You just like, is that just, are you going to open mics or are you just like a little jam session in your room?
Yeah, I wish I was that good. I could go to open mics. But yeah, I kind of, if we're doing like a longer trip or, you know, something over a few days, I try to bring something. Like I've got a little travel guitar I'll bring. Usually the ukulele, it's a little smaller. And yeah, just a kind of fun sitting in my room, just messing around, keeping my kind of fingers moving. Because I do play a little guitar as well. So it's just kind of something to kind of mess around with. It's fun. It's, you know, even if I'm not really dialed into it, watching TV and just, yeah, keep my fingers going, try little things.
Just for looks.
I was going to say, is it just yeah. But you haven't been on stage in on Broadway? You haven't done?
Yeah, this is like, it's so cliche. That, you get up and play. I'm like, this is like one of the toughest places in the world. Like, everyone's so good. Like everyone up there knows what they're doing, and they've been doing it their entire life. It's not like, oh, here, come play a song. It's like, you better be amazing stepping on that stage. Because, yeah, like, people, they don't, like, they listen to the best. So it's like, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. I think we'll see. I need some more work.
First, baby steps?
It is. We'll get there? More drinks.
Yeah, we'll see.
Couple drinks?
Eventually, hopefully. Yeah.
Couple more chilly ones, and then he's good to go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Perfect.
Ryan O'Reilly and Tyson Barry are our guests here on Smashville Live, drinking our Black Abbey beers tonight, getting ready for some chilly ones later on. Tyson, you talked about going home to Vancouver Island, where you picked up those chilly ones, and you also got married there this summer, and talked about how awesome it was to have so many NHL guys up there. There were lots of NHLers in your wedding party. Can we get the full list? I mean, it was a pretty good list.
No,
it's
not
an all-star
say.
Team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I joked I wouldn't even make the team if I would. Yeah, no, it was a blast. And I'm blessed to be from Vancouver Island, and I think it's a beautiful part of the world. And not many people get to go there, and certainly not many of my friends. They go to Vancouver, and they like it. But it was really cool for me to be able to share Victoria, B.C. with guys I've played with and some of my best friends. And it's a pretty special place, and we burned the city down for a weekend, so it was a lot of fun.
Well, I remember Luke Shen's wedding. I was out there, and you know, we turned it up a little bit. I don't know if I ever found my shirt, but I think, feel like anytime NHL guys get together and turn loose in the summertime, you're gonna get a good time.
It's a heat seeker. Yeah, it was. No, it was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of guys that showed up, and we got pictures, and I think they all had a good time, judging by just looking back and judging by some of the bills that came through. I think everyone enjoyed themselves.
So we talked about the road. We talked about, you know, you guys are both married with kids. How are they liking it now in Smashville? How is – you've got your feet under you, I hope. Or they do. I know it's hard. You guys are gone for 11-day road trip, and
oh yeah,
and hey, have fun. Yeah. I'm leaving. Yeah. How's it going with them?
Yeah, it's going great. They love it. Love it here. And my oldest, he just started playing hockey too, which is great to see him get into it. But yeah, it's a super easy town. You know, it's easy to get around. There's tons of good stuff for kids. And as you know, like our wives have the toughest job.
They're true heroes.
Exactly, yeah. Getting the kids to everything and stuff. But yeah, it's such a great place. I feel there's just so many activities and programs. It's yeah, it's just been super easy and a, you know, very easy transition for us.
Yeah, my son's just over two, so he's chilling pretty good. He's happy with anything.
He's still in the backbreaker stage. You just got to bend over and pick him up and
chuck him around, and he's got a smile. But no, coming from Edmonton, it's nice to be able to just, you know, put your shoes on and maybe a small jacket and go out for a walk, as opposed to bundling up. So there's a lot of things we're appreciating about the city, and it's been a nice change.
A little different when you wear a sweatshirt outside and everyone outside goes, "It's cold here," and you're like, "No, this isn't cold."
No,
Edmonton is a little different.
Yeah, my dog appreciates it. He's I think it was like 4 weeks. He couldn't even go outside, take a poop, and like run, and that was it. It was like it's so cold there. It's crazy.
Poor doggies. Hey, we got them all here in Smashville. Great to have you guys here. Great to have you guys here tonight. Ryan O'Reilly and Tyson Barry. You're free to go sign some more autographs, take some more pictures. Great crowd here at Smashville Live at Brewhouse South here in Cool Springs. Max Herz, Hal Gill, Ryan O'Reilly, and Tyson Barry here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Third show of the season. Great crowd here at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria in Brentwood. My name is Max Herz, along with former Preds defenseman and Predators radio and TV analyst, Hal Gill, the winner of Movember. Congrats on a great Movember.
It's going to be sad. I'm a little sad. You know, you grow attached to something and you believe in something so much, and then to have it leave when December comes is kind of hard, but it's time. It's kind of taken on its own life.
This seems to happen to you every year.
I know.
Tyson Berry and Ryan O'Reilly come back. You're all emotional.
Awesome. Yeah, you wear it well. Very well.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if it's, I don't know if I'm a mustache guy, you know, like, I feel awkward when people come and sit on my lap and say, tell me a story. And I'm like, I don't have stories for you. I just have a mustache.
Well, when you're on TV, it takes up half the screen, too.
I feel like I get more respect than I deserve, to be honest with you.
You deserve the world.
I go to
respect,
Home Depot and people are like, how do I build a house? I'm like, I don't know. I just look like I do.
I just met a guy with an incredible muzzle.
Well, that's what
we were. That was inspired by? Yeah.
I mean, that was beautiful. Winged. You know, Phil.
Winged.
What do you think of Phil's? Like, Phil's got an amazing.
I like it. I think it actually suits him too. It's not like kind of like it's not like a belligerent muzzy. It like looks good. You
it
know?
Looks
like
good. And he rides a scooter and stuff like that. Like so, he's got the hipster thing that goes with it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
like,
a Swede. You know,
they're Swedes.
Like, they can pull anything off. Or they always make everyone look good. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Ryan O'Reilly and Tyson Berry, Preds players, are our guests here on Smashville Live. Tyson, we were talking about nicknames. What is your nickname this year?
TB2s. You call me Twos. I don't know. I'm
trying to think. Yeah. What are you?
You just kind of speak at me.
Yeah.
Most people.
Hey.
People don't have to get my attention because I'm just talking nonstop. So they just join the conversation.
Yeah. Gosh. Nobody. Yeah. TB2s. It's. Yeah.
I like people call me Twos.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to make Hal mad with TB2s. Hal loves TB12, so.
Yeah.
That's
a little spin-off there.
It's a little spin-off, yeah.
TB2s.
I like TB2s.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I don't know if I should use that on, you know, like, should I use that on air?
Absolutely let it
rip. All right, okay.
Yeah, Tyler Ennis gave me that a couple years ago in Edmonton. We were walking out of the tunnel, and he said, let's go TB2s. I said, fuck, I like that. Oh, sorry.
I can't take you anywhere.
No, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
It was a quote.
He's not lying there.
It was a quote.
I was just giving you an inside look, you know. That's my bad.
So just correct me if I'm wrong, but you like I was always the guy that would just say stuff. And like you're talking about nicknaming people. Like I just say stuff until something stuck. Is that kind of where we're going?
100%. The guy either does something or it's a play off of words or like, you know, something else. So,
Luke Shen, Shen Dog, Shensational, you know, like you just kind of.
Yeah, and you can kind of judge if it's good by the reaction you get and if people are going with it. Yeah.
And then it just sticks.
Yeah. I just think a good one, you know, Gus has got a good one, Gussie Poo. we call him Gussie Poo. But it's a good one. That's one of our, I've enjoyed that one.
Did that come from anywhere, or is that just...
I don't know, I think it was our first time in town, and just like, it just was like, all right, someone just responding to him, like, all right, Gussie Poo, and then it's kind of like, stuck. He was probably talking about how good at golf he was, and I'm like, okay, sweet man.
What about...
Gussie Poo, like... So yeah, he goes by Gussie Poo.
What about Roman Josi? He's always been Yos. But, you know, I played with him when he's younger, and I thought he looked like Butthead. now he's glown up. I mean, he is a good-looking man.
Like hot,
he's a hot dude, so it's like I can't call him Butthead.
We should bring him back, though. That'd be nice.
Absolutely, we should.
Well, he's kind of lost it, you know.
I'm open, Butthead.
I've actually struggled with Yost a little bit, like I wanted to call him the candle for like a Roman candle that didn't stick, and then I had like
Empire
Polanski that didn't go either. <Yeah. laughs>
That's a tough one.
Yeah, he just always seems to circle back to Yost.
Yeah,
and he used to be chocolate milk. We talk about him like he drank chocolate milk after everything, like it was just constant, and he was just a kid. And so now I feel like he's trimmed down. He's lean.
But you know what? Like, that could be just milk. Because his body's like a little, you know.
Just a little.
A little milky. It's not bad. It's just a little milky.
Still skates like the wind, so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, we went off the rails.
No, that was great.
What else do you want to talk about?
Hey, Nickname Workshop with Hal Gill, Ryan O'Reilly, and Tyson Berry here. Tyson, well, we got to ask both you guys about your missing teeth. And Tyson, yours is much more recent. When did this happen? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, so mine was, I had a fake tooth in there since I was like 16. It got knocked out, but it held. It just held. And then in Calgary, I got butt-ended, and that little nubbin tooth underneath broke. So then it was time to let it go officially. And here we are.
Yeah.
And I can't seem to get a flipper that fits me. So I'm just like rolling like this for the time being.
A lot of people don't know this, but we actually just share one tooth together. it's like an important dinner for him. I'll just give him my tooth.
He gets it tonight.
So he'll have it tomorrow night. We just kind of rotate. We just go back and forth.
Those of you who are listening in your cars, Ryan O'Reilly just took his flipper out of his mouth and offered to hand it. Tyson put it in, took a sip of his beer, and gave it back.
Well, I got to add, like, because Tyson, you're a bit of a man rocket yourself. So do you feel like missing tooth?
This is complete news to me. This,
you're a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
You know, chicks dig you. Guys want to be like you, that kind of thing. But, you know, like, when you have the tooth out, you look a little more rugged. Does it give you a little more cred? Like, do you guys feel like you have... Because I lost one tooth. I got a full-time replacement. I can't flip it out and be a hockey player. You know, I can't be the guy at the bar without the tooth, you know? So I always wished I kind of could. Do you feel like, hey, it's kind of you get a little bit of street cred with that?
I want to say something. I don't know if it's appropriate for radio. But so, I mean, I feel like no, I feel
you
like
you gotta say it now.
I feel like sometimes we're like a crackhead. I don't know if it's like really like
people don't come up and say, oh, he must be a hockey player.
Yeah, like he takes his tooth out. He looks like a hockey player. Like, he's got the beard and everything. I take my tooth out. They're like, oh, geez, stay away from him. Like, you know,
it's like, no, I'm not giving you any money, sir.
Exactly. This is great.
It looks good on you, though. Sorry, Max. Good, it's your job to reel this back in.
Sorry. I'm here. Hey, well, I mean, maybe it comes with time because Ryan's had it for so long.
Do you plan on replacing it?
Yeah, when I'm done, I'll put it in.
You're just going to wait till you're done.
It's like a big – it's a lot of hours in the chair, I think.
Yeah.
Like I feel like putting the bone in, letting it heal and stuff like that. So I'll do it when I'm done. But
I was always afraid if I – you know, like if it gets knocked out, just leave it out because it's going to get knocked out again. And you just keep going.
That's
going to happen.
That's
right?
What I'm fighting right now is like I'm leaving it out because they tell me it could get knocked out again, which is true. But this isn't the look for me. So I'm like kind of on teetering. Like, do I just throw one in and like maybe it gets knocked out again? Like, I don't know. We'll see. I haven't made my mind up yet.
A lot of people don't know about the tough decisions you have to make as a hockey player.
Yes. Teeth are very optional. And, I think I might be a tooth guy.
If it makes you feel any better, for a long time I had a fake tooth that was like brown. It was just like it didn't match my. I want to get it fixed, but then I know it's going to get knocked out the second I fix it. But it's brown, you know. And I'm not, you know, a model, so I didn't have to worry about it. But you guys could be.
The brown tooth is not a good look. And. Skillsy, I think you're a good-looking cat.
Yeah,
you got the
cat.
You got the stature.
I dug hard for
You've
that
kept
one.
The, yeah. You kept the weight off in retirement. You look great.
You know what? You know, but my wife doesn't let me eat. That's the thing.
call the authorities.
You keep me in check.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tells me to get in the gym, and I'm like, all right, okay. Keep it together.
All right. We've complimented Hal too much, so we're going to take a break.
I know. I'm blushing.
Tyson Berry and Ryan O'Reilly are guests. Yeah, for real. Going to sign some more autographs here at Smashville Live here at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs Galleria. Our show presented to you by Black Abbey Brewing. Max Herz, Hal Gill, Ryan O'Reilly, and Tyson Berry here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Here is Forsberg rushing the puck in. Forsberg scores! Well, that was quick. And this place is going crazy.
Philip Forsberg scores in overtime.
Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. My name is Max Herz, along with Hal Gill. Predators have won six in a row, longest active win streak in the NHL, and fourth longest win streak in franchise history. Smashville Live with defenseman Tyson Barrie and center Ryan O'Reilly is presented by Black Abbey Brewing here tonight. The boys are still signing some autographs. Hal, is it any wonder why these are two of the most popular players in the entire NHL?
I'm laughing a little bit too much here. I'm having too much fun.
No such thing. There's no such thing as too much fun here on Smashville Live.
And for the people out there that are concerned about my well-being, my wife doesn't, you know, make me work out and control my diet. I just wanted to clarify that.
So nice of you to clarify.
You know, because she treats me well.
That does protest too much. But,
you know, she hits me when I do so. No, I'm just kidding.
Tyson Barrie and Ryan O'Reilly are our guests. I don't even know where to go from that. You ask a question, Hal.
I have to ask a question?
Yeah.
I thought we had questions from the audience.
Oh.
Do we have questions?
Oh.
Perhaps we do.
I know Gina's
getting ready to get on the move.
Oh, Gina's
first
at the
she's
bar.
Trying to get Tyson Barrie a beer.
Put that on me. I got one.
She's trying to get the Fact Daddy a beer.
Is she grabbing herself a beer?
Hold on. Now your mic's on.
She's at the bar drinking.
Focus on the important things.
She's got to finish her beer first.
All right. Gina's going into the crowd
here
at Brew House in Cool Springs.
Black Abbey is a fine beverage. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, you guys.
Who's going to ask the first question to Tyson Barrie and Ryan O'Reilly? Who's it going to be?
Yeah, we got to try to keep it on the rails, you guys. Okay?
Just not all at once.
We got Christy from Franklin.
All right.
Okay, it's for Ryan O'Reilly. I want to ask a question, but we have dibs on what we think the answer is.
Okay.
First, why do you change your gloves so often during a game? We think possibly you want dry gloves, but I mean, I thought maybe you wanted them like superstitious or like wanted them wet or something.
Good question.
First of all, what's your routine?
Well, I do change. Yeah, I change my gloves a lot, but I do need dry gloves. I don't know if anyone shook my hand here. I am a bit of a hand sweater. It's kind of gross. And when I do meet people, I have to kind of like wipe my hands off because it's like people are like, geez, like you okay? You like nervous right now? I'm like, oh, no, just like I sweat through my hands.
Just a bit clammy.
Just a bit.
I was a 10-minute mark guy. Are you more often than that? You like
every TV timeout for sure.
Okay.
And if there's a break in there, like a long stretch, I'll just switch them mid-play. But it's a good question. Yeah, I kind of – yeah, I've got to constantly change it just for having the feel of the sticks. When it gets too wet, my feel goes, and I like having that feel out there. But great question.
Do you have a favorite set of gloves that you save for the third period or for power play or something like that?
No, I usually rotate just two pairs. So I'll have two pairs. I'll probably get six, seven games out of them. Just rotate them every time, and then I'll get them repalmed because you wear pretty quick from all that
But you
moisture.
Keep the glove. You don't get a new glove.
No, I'll kind of – I probably got, six pairs here. So every time I'll use a pair for thing for a six-game, ship them out. They'll get repalmed and then kind of keep – so I like having kind of the feel of the other – you know, obviously new gloves.
Feel of new gloves with the comfort of old gloves.
Exactly.
I like that.
Wow.
Yes.
You could be a gear salesman, Al.
Yeah. No, it's
– you understand. It's a bit
There's an art. Do you have anything like that, Tyson? Were you?
No.
Sorry, TB2s. Do you have like no?
He changes his pants every chance.
I played with Dave Ellett, and he changed his skate laces in between periods.
You know what I'll say?
That's a lot of work.
I probably have one of the least unique programs I'm running during a game. I'm just like.
Put you out and let you play?
Yeah. There's nothing going on in between periods that's mind-blowing, nor on the bench or anything like that.
You're just kind of taking it all in and kind of like attacking guys verbally.
Yeah.
Keeping them honest, like finding things you can like get after.
I'm observing everything. I don't have time to worry about myself.
Good deal. Gina, you got another one?
Yes. I got Liz from Murfreesboro.
Right.
Ryan, this is for you. We all saw you in the No Goals commercial with Soros. How did you end up being the one alongside him in that, and what was it like working on that with him? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, yeah, that was really cool.
Great job, by the way.
A good agent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the NHLPA reached out, and they said, yeah, I got a commercial to shoot with Juice if I'd like to. And I thought, yeah, that'd be awesome. And I couldn't believe the production it was. It was about, like, we were there for, I don't want to say, you know, 4 or 5 hours, probably shot that thing 50 times in different ways, different angles.
Wow.
And everything. But yeah, it was cool. I had a kind of like a lot of, you know, Juice. Obviously, if you see the commercial, just there's no goals. And like, yeah, he had a pretty easy thing. I had to do like a lot of reading, and like, I had to like kind of study on this to make sure.
Yeah.
I had to, yeah, it was kind of, it was a lot of work.
Like, is
yeah.
acting in your, I know music is coming around the corner, but acting, is that something that you would, because you were good.
Oh, thank you.
I was impressed. Yeah. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
guys?
Like, yeah.
No, it was good. It was good.
Stop it.
It was,
yeah.
Well, you had
like
a hard
inflection
job.
In your voice. Your eyes told the story. It was. It was.
Yeah. It was.
Drew me in.
How many times did you watch it, guys?
It was on repeat. It was several times. You know.
But it is. No, it's cool. I think as you get older too, you get more comfortable in front of a camera, and I think you can attest to that too. Just
yeah.
as you progress and such, and it's fun. I think it is cool, kind of like, you know, getting a chance to act in that, to kind of, you know, being creative with it and enjoying it. But yeah, it was fun, and obviously, yeah, Juice is hilarious. He's a great guy.
He's great.
Yeah, it turned out well. I thought they did a good job, but you know, you should have seen the production though. There was the amount of cameras they had there, and there was a group, you know, in our video room, probably a group of about 15 people there that were just like, you know, the writers and everything like that. That like, it was a massive production. I didn't really know that going in, but
wow,
yeah, it was a pretty cool thing.
Gina, who we got?
Yes, we got Megan and Brian over here. They're from Nashville. What is your favorite thing about Nashville? And who is your favorite player you've ever played with?
Oh, they're going to say each other. They're hugging up. They're hugging it out now. Besties.
Favorite thing about Nashville, I love music, and I just think it's incredible. You know, this city gets every artist comes through Nashville. Every tour, you know, it always seems to be a stop on the list. So, I love being able to get out to shows whenever it's possible, and how friendly the people are. Everyone here has been like so sweet, and even you go out and you know, you go down on Broadway, and we don't go often because it's a lot. But even people in their most inebriated states are, you know, I find them to be gentlemanly and. It's a nice culture around here. So the music and the people.
Who's your favorite player? Besides me. Who's your favorite,
my favorite player?
That
oh.
you play with?
Ooh, jeez.
That's a hard question.
That is such a hard question.
Because there's so many. You played with a lot of players.
Yeah. Who's something that like sticks out that people would want to know about?
I'll have to go like funniest player then.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best way to go about it. I think. When I think funny, I think Tyler Ennis is maybe the funniest Dude. Individual I've ever come across, and it's an outlandish human being. But is he ever? Is he
you meet a lot of characters, so that's a tough question. I've been asked that before, and it's a tough one.
Yeah, so I boiled that down to not favorite, but funniest, and I would say Tyler Ennis is by far the most outrageous human being I've ever met. So I'll go with him.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, to get right into that. Gosh. I'd probably say, I think for kind of funniest, it's something I'd probably be the most entertained with. Guy we're playing tomorrow, though, Patrick Maroon, is probably one of the most craziest, goofiest guys I've played with. And I'm actually going to see him after this for a little bit to say hello. But talk about a guy that's good for a room. And I think kind of similar to you, different, like, differently, but like, there is a lot of similarities, though, like how well they get a room together and, just always kind of keeping it loose and keeping everyone engaged and constantly having a good time and bringing people into that. But that's someone that sticks out to me as one of my favorite teammates I've had over the years.
Hard to argue three cups in a row.
Oh, yeah. He'll let you know, too. But, yeah, he's a tough one.
He earned that right.
Oh, yeah. And he's playing great. He's he's a beast out there. We'll see him tomorrow and hopefully kick his ass. But, yeah, him and then – oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry. Kick his butt.
You guys.
Sorry, butt kicking tomorrow. yeah, favorite thing about Nashville, gosh, piggyback that. The music, too. It's not just country music, but like I said, every time, like, looking on my phone and go through my app, bands in town, and every time it's like, oh gosh, there's someone to see. Like, I actually can't go on my app because I'm like, yeah, I gotta be home with the kids and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I've got a family. It's like, can't just be going watching shows every night. But it is great. The music every time is there for you.
All right, Gina, is Pat Maroon here? Does he have a question? Who we got?
We got Scott from right here in Franklin.
The Big Rig. That's a great nickname, too.
Do penguin tears damage the ice?
Sorry, what was that?
Do penguin tears damage the ice?
Do penguin tears
damage the ice? Great question.
And are you ready for tomorrow night?
Well, we got to mention, we asked Ty about the NHL players in his wedding. Sidney Crosby's one of them. So
yeah,
you would know.
Yeah, he was a little salty after the game last night. So, but super
got
salty.
Got blindsided, hit. Come
yeah,
on,
he felt, you know, not often does he get hit blindsided, but he was a little salty. We made him rewatch the replay, and he realized that, quite frankly, it was a good goal, and there was nothing he could do. So, yeah, you know what? He had a chilly
Come
one.
On, ref.
He had a chilly one and moved on.
That's great. Well, Hal, you played with him too. Does that sound right?
Yeah, we were just, you know, I laugh at Sid and his game. I like his great competitor, like one of the hardest workers, focused on the details, intense. And I love that people here in Smashville, you know, hate him just because he's good. You know, like it's hard. It's hard to hate someone.
I saw
they're
that
good.
There's someone on the on the glass yesterday in warm up with the. It was like Sidney Crosby's bottle or something. It was like Sidney Crosby's tears and like this baby bottle or whatever. I was like, I got a kick out of that.
It may have been the same individual who asked that question.
Oh, but hey, Sid, I mean, I give it to Sid all the time. He yells at the refs all the time. I told him after the game, I was like, I was going to swear there. I didn't. It's self-restraint.
Well,
I said,
clap it up, everybody.
I was like, man, you guys give it to the refs a lot. And he just immediately gets defensive. Not like you guys. Like, come on, man. You're the worst.
That's great. Well, that's all the time we got for questions. Go ahead, Scalzi.
No, I was just going to say, Sid has a steak dinner at one of the restaurants in Pittsburgh, and when you order it, you get a free glass of wine.
Nice one.
And on that note, we're finished. All right. Tyson Barry, Ryan O'Reilly.
I'm actually going to leave.
you can.
Thanks so much for being here, guys. Great job. Great hanging out. Tyson Barry, Ryan O'Reilly, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
They've got one more round of autographs to sign and pictures
coming,
to take.
Guys.
Our next show is next week at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. We will be there with two more Preds players at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, December 6th. For Hal Gill, Tyson Barry, Ryan O'Reilly, I'm Max Herz. This is Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Penalty Box Radio is next. You're on 102.5 The Game.